Here With Me by Miss ZM, read by Jadesfire. It starts with a boy. But you knew that, didn't you? Before I even opened my mouth, you just knew that there was going to be a boy involved. The second you turn to your friend in the pub and ask why he's got a face like a wet weekend, you just know it's going to ultimately be about a boy or a girl. It always is. Sometimes, depending on the friend, it can be both. That's what it's like with me. It could have been either because, despite what Owen's probably told you, I'm not gay. If anyone asks, I usually say that I'm open to all possibilities. Tosh says it's because I'm broad-minded. Owen says it's because I'm a slut. Not that he has any room to talk. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, yes, the boy. Or rather, the man. I don't even want to think about how long it is since he was a boy. It makes my head hurt. Not that he's old or anything. He only looks a few years older than me, and he acts like a teenager most of the time. But it's complicated. So let's just leave that aside for now. The point is, he left. And then he came back again, which was unexpected, to say the least. But then he left again. Always was one for dramatic entrances and exits. Has been ever since I've known him. He usually pulls them off very well. But before he left, he kissed me. Right in front of everybody. And by everybody, I mean three other people, but still, doesn't mean I wanted them to know about us, does it? I kind of liked it being a secret. Not that I was ashamed of it or anything. It was just our thing. Like, standing on rooftops is his and Gwen's thing. But now they all know. I'm drifting again. Jack. That's his name. The boy, I mean. Man. He's beautiful. If a man can be that without it sounding a bit odd. Just perfect, you know? He has these big blue eyes and lovely full lips that you just want to kiss. Well, I do. But as has been established, I'm a slut. Or not. Maybe it's just him. Then again, the other day, a guy ran his gun down my cheek and I nearly lost it right there. He could have told me to bend over a desk and I would have. He was... well, it doesn't matter what he was. But let's just say I wouldn't be that upset if he decided to visit again. This isn't making me sound terribly good, is it? But that's not the point. The point of it all is Jack. Jack, who went away and then came back. Like I said, dramatic. But now he's back, it's like something's changed. Like he's lived 1,000 lifetimes and seen too much. But the biggest change, he's looking at me like he wants me, really wants me. And I'm not sure what to do. What does someone like him want with someone like me? No, that's not it. I'm not that insecure. It's just, he's not a relationship kind of guy. Or at least I never thought he was. And I am. Serial monogamist, you might say. But Jack? Yeah. Not so much with the exclusivity. But he asked me out. On a date. I said yes, because we were in the middle of this situation, which was kind of stressful. Did I mention the guy with the gun? And saying yes seemed like the quickest way to get him to stop fussing and start focusing on what needed to be done. But now? Now I'm not so sure. I see the way he looks at Gwen, and I think, is he just dating me because he can't have her? Then I think, no, it's not that, it's just him, hitting on anything that moves. It's who he is. I have to accept it. And then he kisses me. And if he's acting, well, he's a damn good actor. Better than I thought, because it feels real. Feels like he means it. And I know he's capable of fooling me if he wants to. But that's the thing. I'm not sure he wants to anymore. So I lean back on the desk, and I open my legs and pull him closer. And I know I'm really not doing anything to subvert the whole slut reputation. But it feels good. And I want it. No one can just go screw himself. Because ultimately, it's not about Owen, is it? Not him, or Gwen, or Tosh, or the guy with the gun, however hot he may have been. It's about me and Jack, and the rest doesn't matter. I close my eyes and let him kiss me, and I kiss him back, and yes, it's different, and it's scary, but it's real, and it's here, and, most importantly, it's now. The end.